Gittin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Gittin Bavli Daf Mem Beis. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Dalet Amud Aleph at the first mission at Halacha Hei. Misha Chetzev Evel V'Chetzev Ben Chayrin, Oy V'Lef Rabba Yom Echad V'Lef Alfma Yom Echad Divrei Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel say that a half-slave alternates. One day he serves his master, and the next day he serves himself, meaning to keep his own earnings. Yerushalmi Oymim, Tikantem es rabbi with Atmele Tikantem. But Shammai said you fixed, means you made a solution for his master, but you didn't make a nice solution for the half slave. He said, Shifcha ain't a yochel, Bathrein ain't a yochel. He cannot marry a Shifcha because he's half free, and he cannot marry a Bathisor because he's half a slave. Yibotel, and if you say he will desist from marriage and having children, the world was created only for the sake of creation. As the Pasuk says, Nishai Peik Memei Pasuk Yud Ches, it wasn't created to be barren, it was created to be inhabited. While the Vatikan Olam, he forced his master to free him, and the half slave writes a document obligating himself to pay half his value to his master. And Beis Hillel retracted and agreed with the opinion of Beis Shammai. And the Gemara asks, how is it possible to have a half slave, half ben chayrin? We can answer like Rabbi, who says that one can free half of the slave. Or second answer, we can say that it follows everyone. He was a slave of two partners, and one of those partners freed his portion. If he found a lost article that he'd be allowed to keep on his master's day, it belongs to his master. If he found it on his own day, it belongs to himself. Does he not need to serve his master tomorrow? Meaning that on the day he served his master, he's a full slave, therefore his master acquires whatever the slave owns. If he was Makadosh a woman, Batisor, on his master's day, we're not concerned with his Kedushin, because he's like a full slave, rather than a Kedushin. If he was Makadosh a woman on his own day, we're concerned with Kedushin, because on that day he's like a Ben Chayrin. Say that if a half slave was Mekadosh a woman, we're not concerned with Kedushin, even on his own day. The Kavasar Girish and Choshin Girushov. And correspondingly, if he divorced, we're not concerned with divorce. Since he can't be Mekadosh, divorce must mean that he was a Shliach to divorce. Since Kedushin and divorce do not apply to him, Shlichus is invalid. Taman Taninan in Noisim Noshim B'Mayed. We have a Mishnah that says we do not marry women during the Mayed and Cholamayed or festival. Shimon bar Abba b'shem Rabbi Yochanan m'shem bittul peiru Rivia. Shimon bar Abba quoting Yochanan said this is due to the negation of the mitzvah of having children. And if people may marry during the Moed, they will delay their marriage until the festival in order to economize. In any case, they would make a special meal for the Moed and would serve them also with food as nesuin. Born claiming Rabbi Yosi, Eved Mal Shiyisa Isha b'Moed. The Gemara asks, they ask a question to Rabbi Yosi, that may a slave marry a woman, a shifcha, during the Moed. Rabbi Yosi answered that we learn from our Mishnah, perhaps he will desist. It cannot be because the world was created only for the sake of procreation. And Shem Bar Abba, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that anyone who is commanded in the midst of a Puruvu may not marry a woman during the Moed.